Welcome back to KRDO's Afternoon News. Let's head over to the KRDO News Radio hotline and check in with ABC News Entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. And Jason, we learned this morning that O.J. Simpson passed away yesterday.
Yeah, he had cancer and apparently died from cancer. We knew last year that he had been diagnosed and didn't really know how serious it was. We were told that he was in chemo and reportedly it was prostate cancer. Earlier this year in February, there were rumors floating around that he was in hospice care. And we were told at ABC News that this was a possibility and to check it out and to kind of be on standby if that were the case. And then pretty quickly after that, he put out a video on Twitter or X saying that the rumors of him having or being in hospice care were not true. And he looked pretty healthy. He didn't look like a man who was dying from cancer. And then 2 months later, we found out that he had died. So his family put out a statement this morning saying that Simpson had died yesterday. They asked for privacy and that they are, of course, very upset. His kids and other relatives, of course, very upset. And we assume that this happened in Las Vegas where he was living.
Let our younger listeners know what O.J. was actually just famous for. Talk about his early career, post-pro football in the entertainment industry, as a spokesperson for Hertz Rent-A-Car. He was an A-list celebrity.
Not just A-list. If there's an A++ list, it's hard to overestimate just how popular O.J. Simpson was. You know, to put it in today's terms, I don't even know about who you would necessarily compare him to. Combine The Rock with Tom Brady, maybe. You'd have to get two people together to really get the power of O.J. Simpson. Because remember, this was a time when people were mostly, for the most part, watching the same channels, watching the same sporting events, watching the same shows, and watching the same newscasts, and there wasn't all this kind of diversity in the media landscape. And so people knew the few figures who were the big figures, people knew who they were, and O.J. Simpson was at the top of that. He was the highest paid football player up until when he left because of injuries and he couldn't play anymore. When he retired, the year he retired, he was still the highest paid football player the year he was retired. Almost nobody gets to go out on top like that at the highest paid player. And in 1975, when he signed with Hertz for Rent-A-Car to be their spokesman and to be in commercials for them, he was the first black man ever hired for a major national corporate advertising campaign. He was groundbreaking. Everybody knew him. Everybody liked him. He was charismatic. He was the center of attention. He was the life of the party. And then after the football career, he went into media. He went into broadcasting. He was on TV. He was in Roots. He was in the Naked Gun movies. He was doing a bunch of acting. And then came some hiccups. He got in some domestic violence problems with his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson. He was accused of battering her. There were pictures that we were later shown of her face all swollen and black and blue. And then, of course, came the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, her friend, a waiter at a restaurant who was returning glasses to her that her mother had left at the restaurant. They were found murdered outside her apartment, and O.J. Simpson was the prime suspect. He was the one who was accused. There was all kinds of evidence, including DNA and blood found in his car and at his house, and bloody glove found at his house as well. And he was acquitted of that crime, but when he was being accused of it, he was in a slow-speed Bronco chase. That was watched by, I think, 90 million people.
Yep, 95 million.
The verdict of his trial was watched by 150 million people. I mean, those kinds of numbers probably won't be seen again. And after the murders, he and the acquittal, he was then found guilty, or he was found liable in a civil trial and ordered to pay the families of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson $33.5 million, which he never really did. They said that they've gotten, you know, pennies of that over the years. And things just got more and more bizarre after that. He was arrested in Las Vegas and spent 9 years in prison for a armed robbery of his memorabilia, sports memorabilia. He wrote a book called If I Did It, which was a hypothetical account of if he did commit the murders. And that book was then ordered over to the family of Ron Goldman as part of payment for that judgment. It was just no switch went faster from being on top of everything in American culture to being on the very, very bottom.
Yeah, we've never really seen a fall from grace like OJ's in the history of our country.
The closest people could say is maybe Bill Cosby. There are obviously, I think, differences there. But really, we've never seen anything like it, and we'll probably never see anything like it again.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent. Thank you so much, Jason, on the death of O.J. Simpson at the age of 76.
Sure thing. Take care.